the as I was telling this up that I talked about the what messages I put around the car, you know, but I didn't finish. I'm trying to get carried away. I said that the cherishing others is the source for all the happiness for yourself and for others and beings. But then I got carried away with that. So our purpose coming here, gathering here, this place, this time, tonight, so that's that is really what it is, really what it's for. So we have to analyze. We have to understand what it's for. So it's for happiness. Yeah, it's for happiness. To know, to get rid of suffering, to achieve happiness is for that. That's the wish. That's our what we like, what we wish. And so now next question. That's the wish. But the next question is, how are we going to do that? Okay. How are we going to achieve that? How are we going to do that? The reason why we gathered here, this time, in Mexico here, and this church or this place. So here, this is not just for achieve short term happiness, you know, for that short term, I said short pleasure. Very short term pleasure, you know, for that. And to prevent some sicknesses, prevent some problems temporarily. You feel from some problems temporarily. So here, there are purpose of gathering here. That is that, you see, to say, to understand, you see, there's greater happiness than what you're looking for so far. What you look for is not only happiness of this life, which is very short time happiness. You know, not just what today, look for today's happiness, today's peace. Not that. You know, this life, we could be, you know, a few years, longest, 3 months, you can't really tell. You see, how many hours, so how many minutes, seconds, can't tell. And what we have is is finishing all, is running out all the time. Life is getting shorter, you know. You see, as what's the time, you know, these seconds there. So constantly finishing, running, whatever we have length of life here, how many years, how many months, weeks, days, many seconds. So it's constantly finishing, running out. Constantly running out, see. Shorter. So So now here, the purpose of death, or the I'm getting tonight. However, it's a not just it's a very short term happiness, and see, not for that, and some prevent some problems temporarily, not forever, temporarily to recover, none of that, and even see, better than that is to you work for happiness all the coming future lives. All the coming future lives do not have a problem or to have happiness in all the coming future lives. No, future life is not one. No, but so basically until you are free, liberated from samsara cycle existence. Stop continuity of these aggregates. Aggregates, maybe the new English, new term. So, some people who have Dharma, then aggregates, what we have is association of the body and mind, which receives the label I, self, which receives the label I. Not this I that we put in spectacles, you see. It's the self. So which is receive the label. So okay. So anyway, continuity of this, I guess. Okay. This, I guess, which has a contaminated. The seed of delusions. Ignorance, anger, attachment, so forth. So, all this superstitious thought, ignorance, anger, attachment, all this, all the delusions of superstitious thought. Because why superstitious? Because as the, as they apprehend the way they believe, what they believe, so where they believe is the apprehend object. You see, the total false. It's totally false, not true. Do not exist at all. Not there. So what they project, they view. Anger is some project, they view. And attachment is some view projected on. You see, it's every delusion says, view projects. Okay? So, then they believe that 100%, you see. Anger projects, the hurt, the attachment projects, but then they claim that, you see. So, each delusion has its own view, you see, projects, you see. So anyway, as I mentioned today this afternoon, someone details the Lama Tsongkhapa quotation, so just not there. All this, it's false. So therefore, all these delusions are superstitious thought. Superstitious thought, I say. Okay, so that. I'm talking about this, and I forgot. That's a car. Again, I left the car. So. Seeking happiness. Future lives, all the future lives to have happiness. Good birth, you see, birth of the happy transmigrant. So that's, intelligent. So some of them said that's right. So the so I'm talking about future lives, not just one, two, three, you see. But it's, so until you get, until we cut this continuity of the aggregates, contaminated seed of delusion and the cause, and this aggregate was caused by say the karma, the action, and the delusion, actually was motivated by the delusion, okay? So the the main one is the root is the ignorance, not knowing what is this, is it not knowing the ultimate nature of the self, not knowing the meaning of selflessness of the person, meaning of the selflessness of the aggregates. However, even though we talk 24 hours, you know, from birth until now, and from beginning, there's a little bit. Now we're talking, I want this, I don't want this, you know. I do this, you know, I'm going to this, you know. Or, you know, constantly, you know. But I have no idea. But you see, so the, many of us have no idea at all what really it is. No idea at all. So no understanding what really it is. There are many educated people in the world. There are so many. There's many human beings just in this earth, this world. So many. You know, so busy, you know, day and night, night time busy, or other busy by sleeping, busy with sleep, busy with dreams. Anyway. So anyway, however, you see, always worried for the eye. Always worried for the eye. Always, this eye is going to suffer. Is going to die. This eye is going to see. You know, many things. This eye is going to lose the job or lose business or, you know, so many things. You know, this eye is going. Something's going to happen. This eye. So, unbelievable things. You know, billions of things. You know. This is going to happen. and then you see, keep life, I'm a little busy, you know, so hard, day and night, you know, so worried, fear, and you see, and I say, having, you know, so many sicknesses, you know, or even before you get sicknesses, something worry of fear, you may get cancer, you know, even before you get, you see. And there are so many sicknesses. Anyway, there so many operations, and you know, so many checkings, so many, you see, you know, different hospitals, you know. Anyway, so unbelievable expenses, you know, so anyway, so, you know, life become very expensive. So, because of the eye. Because of the eye. Terribly expensive. Because of the eye, see. But you don't know what the eye is. You have no idea what the eye is. And then, okay. But there's some doubt. What is I? What is self? So if you look for, can't find. If you look inside the body, can't find. Nowhere. So you spend the whole life worrying about it. You know? And then you see if the anger rises, you know, the anger. Because of attachment, the anger rises. The selfish mind, you know, cherishing the I. Cherishing the I. This real I cherishing. Then you see the attachment, you see. Because then something didn't happen, the anger rises. And then you, then, then if you have power, if you see, influence, whatever you see, then you kill. You can kill this world. World, 100,000 people, 100,000, millions of people. You see, kill. My war. So, the emerald is being large, you see. it's all for this eye. But, you see, if somebody asks, you know, if somebody asks, what is I? What is that I? You know, that you're killing so many people, making war, you know all this? You know? Killing, stealing, all this, so many things. So, you're doing for the I, so what is that? What is the I? I don't know. See? So you work for somebody who do, you work for all life. Somebody whom you don't know. So that's it. Somebody whom you don't know. No idea. You work for all life. Yeah, killing many people, cheating many people, it's art. Okay, to get happiness. But you don't know, you have no idea at all what the eye is in the beginning, you see. And you don't know where it is, you don't know where the eye is. You know? First of all, you don't know what it is, and secondly, you don't know where it is. Yeah? First, you don't know what it is, secondly, you don't know where it is. So it's very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. So the to say. You know, to get many education in this world, to get happiness inside. So many different educations. Or then yoga, and then yoga with this exercise in body. You know? There, every year new exercise come. You know, I see on TV, every year there new exercise. Somebody should do this way. Some of the legs do this way, some of the legs this way. So I see, you know, always this new one comes in after a few months or a year, different exercises. So it's all for that, you know, happiness by. But you don't know where it is. And you believe here, you believe here 100%, no doubt it's here. But you look, you know, there. You look inside. So as I mentioned the other day, so if you watch, you know, You see, you go in the street and you watch everybody. You watch everybody. Go walk in the road, going back hard. You know, going and coming. So you watch everybody, young, old. Of course, they are Buddha Bodhisattvas. As I mentioned in the last few days, so you can't tell. But generally speaking, of course, not everybody is Buddha Bodhisattvas. So many, I don't know here in Mexico, but any like New York, you see, yeah, many people see, so what did you know? They face very intensive, yeah, very intensive, you see. Worry, you know, something not happening in the life. Something not happening in the life. See, for this I. But it's not for somebody else's. You know, it's not for, but not for others. It's for this I. Yeah, for this I that you believe here inside this body, but you look for something. You know that. So. So, you know, they face, you know, smile, they say, they can't, you know, they worried, you know. So, say that, say, and then somebody, maybe somebody, you know, have found a friend or have some, you know, what you want to do, got something and maybe some excitement. But however, is for this I, which not that. So this is very interesting. This is very, if you check our life, it's natural. So people in the shop, you know, see, there's a real eye there, you know, see, you watch, see. So then what if fears not getting to sell, or, you know, or not receiving enough kind to come to, see, and, you know, there's a, yeah, anyway, so if you're in a good restaurant, so yeah, we're in the office. So life is living, do all the activities, what's that? Worry, fear, you know, everything. Somebody deliberately there. You know, somebody did wrong to you, to your house, or, you know, to your car, or something, to you, then immediately you sue, bring the person to the prison, to the court, you see. So anyway, sort of that. So, one day you make your life very expensive, you know. See like that, I say. More expensive. So believing this I here. The process. So then, for now, to conclude, okay? That so you see, yeah. There's a future life all the time. It's diet upon. Until we able to stop, you see, the continuity of that aggregates from life to life, you see, continue to aggregate. that which is contaminated, the seed caused of delusion, the negative imprint. And this, I guess, which is produced by the karma and delusion, which is the end of the karma and delusion. Okay, so impure cause. So because it's end of the karma and delusions, you see, impure mind, you see, wrong concepts. So therefore, this body and mind experiences suffering. You know, this body and mind experiences suffering. So why our body and mind experience suffering? Why? That's the answer. If our body mind is not caused by karma and delusion, you see, not contaminated seed of delusion, not caused, not produced by karma and delusion, then this body mind doesn't need to experience suffering. there's no suffering. You don't have suffering. So only happiness, you don't have suffering. But because this is all caused by karma and delusion, and this is a contaminated seed of delusion, so it is prevented by suffering. This body mind experiences suffering, like that. There are so many problems. So many problems in this life. Then you see, not only that, because the basis for future life suffering. This argument is becoming basic of future life suffering. Okay. So as I mentioned this afternoon, the imprint seed of delusion. This argument is mental continuum, what's called contentious. So that compound this life problem, future. Future birth or future problems. So this is what samsara is. Samsara to that we should be liberated. The total liberation. You see, what we should look for, what we should achieve. This. And so to cease this continuity, to stop this continuity from that life. See this. Then you need to seize the cause, the karma and delusion. Okay? removing looks like an operation. Seizing the cause of delusion. Completely. So then, you see, there's no cause to rise delusion at all. You see, impossible to rise delusion. So, karma, then there's no karma, okay? No craving. Then, impossible. You see, forever, no suffering. No suffering. Rebirth, no suffering. Old age, no suffering. Sicknesses. All this just 424, the disease, you see, all that. The suffering, death. They all the suffering, see. Unable to find desirable objects. Their friend and so forth. You see, job, money, and so many things, you see. So many things, you know, the desirable object can't find, can't get it, can't find. Even you found, then another suffering start. Then you experience another suffering. Can't get it. Then the fundamental suffering can't get satisfaction. this afternoon. This afternoon, yesterday, they talked about the Rolling Stones. You know? I tried and I can't get. So yeah. So you see, so you don't have to, so you can't. So all this, so unimaginable sufferings of the oceans of sufferings of human being problems. Then suras, asura, those old gods. Then hell beings, hunger grows animals. The oceans of suffering, hell beings. Hunger grows, oceans of suffering, animals. Unbelievable. Okay? See, you're free forever. Then the intermediate being, they were also unbelievable suffering. After death, you know, another realm, then you see, before taking birth, another birth, then there's an intimate state. So, except the formless realm. Those beings, to be born from the realm, you don't need to go through intimate state, immediately. So, anyway, all that. Now, so you see, now then this one is then ultimate happiness, everlasting happiness. You see, even all the future life happiness, as a more important to do all the happiness future life. Then you see, then compared to just only working, your whole life, just dedicated, just used to achieve this short term in happiness. This is life. So, the you know, achieving the happiness, all that's much more important. That's an incredible amount of time. See. But of course, still there's temporary happiness. You know? So that compared to that you see, those happiness, temporary happiness, and why? Because that nature is only suffering. Those happinesses, the nature is only suffering. So on the suffering thing, you put label happiness. You see, so that's why it does not increase. It doesn't increase how much you work for. It doesn't increase. It doesn't continue. That's very important. The reason is because the feeling that you label happiness on the suffering, but Dharma happiness you can increase. You can complete. It's one time work. So now, so you see, that. So now, so therefore now you see, so all this happening in future life, ordinary pleasure, you know, not especially ordinary pleasure, you see, which we had. Not this time, from the beginning, but new. So now, so therefore should look for ultimate happiness, everlasting happiness. The total cessation of all the suffering and cause karma and to this one. See? So once we achieve this, impossible to experience suffering. There's no cause, there's no reason. Okay. So, but that one just for oneself. Okay, just for oneself. You know, you are oneself, one living being, just yourself. So it is really special. It's working for your own happiness. You know. Even though it's ultimate happiness, but it's for yourself. So you are the so your precious human body, this human body, you see, so precious. You know, this human body can learn Dharma. Can learn to do meditation practice, can understand words and meanings, you know? so much unbelievable can do. So, okay, okay. Okay, so you see, so you can realize how you are fortunate. So you see, the dog, cats, even the animal that the human being keep, horses, pigs, chickens. See, what else? So the dog, cats. So the chicken. Turtles. Huh?
Cows.
Cows, oh, cows, that's right. Cows, that's right. I'm forgetting cows. So, for the... anyway, sheep and goats. So anyway, so you see, we explained him, oh, the cause of happiness is virtue. You see? Virtue. Oh, for billions, zillion, trillion years, we explain. You see? Every day, when you're dead, come on, understand. Even they live a billion, trillion, zillion years, and all costly. Come on, there's no way to understand. You see, so sad. So you see, what's the real cause of happiness? So, virtue. Even explain a zillion, trillion, billion years. Then explain what is the virtue. You see, action was the result of happiness. Motivated by non-anger, non-ignorance, non-attachment. So that definition of virtue. So you explain the billion, trillion, years, continuously. Dead man, no way they can understand that. You see? No way. So that means, how is possible to practice? You know, dharma, meditation, see, to create a virtue, abandon the cause of suffering. How is it? No way. Impossible. So now, as a human being, you see, somebody explained to you, cause of happiness. If you want happiness, cause of happiness is virtue. Okay. And what's the virtue? It's the action which brings the result of happiness. Motivated by non-anger, non-ignorance. Okay? So, yeah. So, you see, within a few seconds, you understood. You see, within a few seconds, you understood. So you see, you can see the difference. You and you, first human body now, this time, and all these animals live with human beings. You see the difference, huge differences. Now you can see how you are human body. Unbelievable precious. Unbelievable precious. So we have to analyze this to discover how this is. So that means you have to understand that you see how easy it means. Wow, to learn Dharma, the path to see to remove the cause of samsara, all the suffering, delusion, karma, and to see cessation of samsara. See. The total liberation. So each one is to learn Dharma. The teachings, the explanation. They are what all about the suffering. Then you see cause of suffering. Then cessation of suffering. The path. How to achieve this? The total cessation. The liberation. The everlasting. So, see. So unbelievable, unbelievably easy. That means also you have to understand. So easy to, so easy so to practice. So you have to understand, you know, because of that, you have to understand, so easy to practice until the attainment. So, basically means so easy to achieve liberation, so easy to achieve enlightenment, to be able to liberate numberless sentient beings from hell realm, hunger realm, animal realm, from each realm, you see, to liberate numberless sentient beings from oceans of samsara suffering. Okay? This is general suffering, political suffering, those realms. Okay? Then numberless sentient beings, so then they bring, and then not only that, bring them to full enlightenment, peace, happiness, full enlightenment, cessation of all the, you see, all the mistakes of mind, gross, subtle developments, and complete quality of cessation of all the gross, subtle mistakes of mind, you know, developments, and then complete in the, all the qualities of realization. By having this human body, this time you have found, you have achieved it. So this, what you can do with this, what you can do, you know, is amazing, you know. Wow. The limitless sky, limitless sky, benefit. So now you see this you know, and this can totally see not listen. This time we are so unbelievable fortunate. How incredible fortunate we are. Then there's no way to learn. Constantly only creating karma, you know, from attachment, anger, all this, only negative mind, only negative mind. So constantly only creating karma. So then it's quantity cost to reborn the law of rhythm, you see. So that. you see, so, and the future life, so, you know, basically like that. So, you know, future life is going to turn out how they, what karma they create this life, you know, with the ignorance and the attachments that, you know. I'm usually the attachment all the time. So that's how you live life. So that, okay? So that, So therefore, we must not fool ourselves. This time, must not cheat yourself, must not fool yourself. So must say, open your heart. Should be very wise. You know, must open your heart and learn the Dharma. Learn the Dharma. You analyze. You know, like scientists, you see. So here, meditation is inner scientist, okay? Inner scientist. So, inner scientist. So, scientist of mind, you see. So, yeah. Then you see, learn, you see. Through analysis, you see. You learn. Then, you see. Then you see, You understand, didn't you? Proof, practice, so that, okay? So then what you can do is, what am I going to do? Unbelievable. So it's very essential to take the opportunity, you know, to don't mean to lose the opportunity. So I'm going to do some oral transmission tonight, which I promised to do. Maybe not the preparation tonight, maybe tomorrow. The initiation tomorrow. You can do it. You can be in one day. So I tell you, except if you're sleeping, you have to check either what you can achieve, medicine Buddha or not, you see. Your karma to, to attend things like that. So, by putting cushion glass and the bed in the pillow, they sleep, check dream, see. So maybe after lunch can have some sleep. Or maybe even sleep. maybe even sleep here. So okay. So 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 I want to mention here again. So. The Buddha taught 84,000 teachings. They heard that the Vasak teachings, heard that the Lamrim, the stage of the path, which is the three levels. And the very heart of that is the three principal aspects of the path, the knowledge of the life. So if you want, you see, now what I'm telling you here, okay, if you want to make your life most productive, most beneficial for sentient beings. Most beneficial for sentient beings. And that one is beneficial one for yourself. When your life becomes most beneficial for sentient beings, then your life becomes beneficial for yourself. See? Come back there. So therefore, you see, I'll just give you the ideas, what you think, what you should look for in your life, to learn, to awaken your mind, to realize, So, see, rather many billion things like this, maybe this might be better, maybe this might be better for me, maybe this might be better for me. Then one day death comes suddenly, nothing happens. See, your life's gone. Your precious human body you had, gone. You see? Lost opportunity. So, lost unbelievable opportunity. $billions, for the whole sky. Nothing. Even lost that money, that's nothing. There must be gold, such as earth, gold, diamond, Lost nothing, or even through the whole sky. So I was talking before, which crown and jewel. So, which crown and jewel, whatever you pray, that you get all the material possessions, material enjoyment. Fill the whole sky you own, it's not, even lost, it's nothing. The illusion is precious in the body, you see, to get a practice down, to get a double mind and power, to get enlightenment. That's the greatest loss. So even not only one day, minute, hour, minute, even each second, if you didn't get practice dharma, even each second, didn't get practice dharma, that means in each second, you see, this say with this human body, the which is 8 freedom tendencies, you see, and the habit of guru being part of liberation, the happiness, future life, the liberation, enlightenment, you see, was will the method, okay, understanding. So, okay, say, have met with Dhamma, or, you see, or, see, can meet, or can meet, can learn. So, so see, say, so in each second, with this body, you can create a cause of happiness, which is like, you see, okay, that said, by relying on Buddha Dhamma Sangha and abandon ten virtue, practice ten virtue. So you can achieve happiness of the future lives. Future lives. Okay. So, see, living in the morality, living in the vow, living in the morality, that is it. So, every second you create a cause of happiness, future life. See, you are attaining future life, happiness. And then all that, with the, with the renunciation, the practical renunciation, the three high trainings, the heightened morality, concentration, wisdom, sorry. Yeah, however, in every second, with this pressure, you can achieve a liberation from samsara, total liberation from the all the suffering causes in every second. And every second, by practicing bodhicitta, you see that way. With bodhicitta, every second, then you also achieve enlightenment. So, you create cause of enlightenment in every second. So, so you see, you know, so when you practice bodhicitta, you see, cause each second you create cause of enlightenment, you see, you achieve. You know, so, so you're in the process to attend, okay? So, as you create a cause, okay? So that means, by the way, it's a liberation of samsara. Okay? That means, by the way, also happiness which is like, you don't become enlightened this time, happiness which is like. So, see, each second, how, you know, this, even each second, this human body is unbelievable precious. Is there, see? So all this world in this earth is nothing. So as a man, all those I say, you know, the size of earth, diamond is nothing. Okay? Compared to this. I'm talking here each second. I'm talking here now second. Each second you are pressing buttons. See? Then even fill the whole sky with the Vishnu and jewel, and that is nothing. In a second, what you can do. So, yeah, so there would be. So, I say, so what you should, so. the most important thing in your life, most important thing in your life, so most important thing in your life, Dharma practice. That doesn't mean always to sit like this, or this, always pray like this, being in a church or a temple, or, it's that, okay. So, means, you see, means your mind is Dharma all the time. If you are eating, you are sleeping, walking, doing job, your mind is always Dharma. Okay? So, before I was talking bodhicitta. So, you see, yeah, so here, so you see, good devotion or renunciation or day, life view, whatever. Bodhicitta. See, so I was talking about bodhicitta, so, unbelievable. You achieve everything. You practice bodhicitta, you achieve everything. You see, you achieve everything. All of that. So, all the happiness, including enlightenment, everything you achieve. And you can cause, you see, to other sentient beings, happiness in this life. The long happiness, you can cause happiness all the future lives to sentient beings. You can cause liberation from samsara, ultimate happiness. You can cause enlightenment, pure happiness to them, to numberless sentient beings. So, you practice bodhicitta, okay? So therefore, this is the best dharma, okay? You practice dharma, the best dharma, bodhicitta. So that, so therefore, in our life, in this life, you see, your goal should be, your goal, what you're looking for, should be bodhicitta to actualize. That's unbelievable, fantastic. Yeah? You collect merit, purify the mind, you go to that decision, okay? So it's your projecting size, creation of bodhicitta. So it's so good. So bodhicitta, then you see, always, whatever you do with your bodhicitta, whatever you do is for others. Oh, for others, okay? Others were numberless. Everybody, including your enemy, you have benefit. You see, okay. So, everything, whatever you do, even breathing in and out is for others and them. Okay. Yeah. So whatever you do, everything is dedicated for somebody. Okay. So that. So that's the. That's the best, most happiest life. Happiest life. See, unbelievable joy now and future. It's like sun, shining in your life, future. Oh, see. Oh, so to enlighten, see, that's your future. You see, what an unbelievable benefit they get. So, it's a different time. Different time. Yeah. So I do a quick oral transmission of the Trinivatara Press, okay? Trinivatara Press with the mantra, with the Trinivatara mantra, each Tara mantra. So I have received the many times the oral transmission from my gurus. So you are receiving also the Trinivatara, each mantra of each one. Here I put together with the prayers and the mantra. I received separately, but so anyway, this way you get the all transmission of the major mantra. Okay? then purpose of my life is to benefit numberless sentient beings, okay? To free them from suffering, to bring them to enlightenment. Therefore, I must seek enlightenment. Therefore, I need to exercise time. I mean, she needs success. Attaining power to enlightenment, okay? And success to offer extensive benefit to sentient beings in teaching Buddha, okay? Also then, therefore I'm going to have all transmission of the Trinity of Tara. And Tara is embodiment of all the Buddha's holy action. Okay? Manifesting this to benefit us, to help us, to benefit us, to liberate us from oceans of samsara suffering, and then to bring to liberation. Okay? Yeah. So listen to each word. Okay? And it plant seed of enlightenment in your heart. Sāshī bhikkhu ca caṃ tathā dhammaṃ caṃ 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 caṃ